Chapter 32. How Sir Gareth fought with a knight that held within his castle 30 ladies, and how he slew him. So when they saw that they might not overcome him, they rode with him, and took their counsel to slay his horse. And so they came in upon Sir Gareth, and with spears they slew his horse, and then they assailed him hard. But when he was on foot, there was none that he wrought But he gave them such a buffet that he did not recover. He did never recover. So he slew them by one and one till there were but four, and there they fled, and Sir Gareth took a good horse that was one of theirs and rode his way. Then he rode a great pace till he came to a castle, and there he heard much mourning of ladies and gentlewomen. So there came by him a page. "What noise is this," said Sir Gareth, "that I hear within this castle?" "Sir Knight," said the page, "here be within this castle 30 ladies, and all they be widows, for here is a knight that waits daily upon this castle, and his name is the Brown Knight, without pity. Footnote 1. And he is the Perilous Knight that now liveth, and therefore, sir," said the page, "I rede you flee." "Nay," said Sir Gareth, "I will not flee, though thou be afeard of him." And then the page saw where came the Brown Knight. "Lo," said the page, "yonder he cometh." "Let me deal with him," said Sir Gareth. And when either of other had a sight, they let their horses run, and the Brown Knight brake his spear, and Sir Gareth smote him throughout the body, that he overthrew him to the ground stark dead. So Sir Gareth rode into the castle, and prayed the ladies that he might repose him. "Alas," said the ladies, "ye not be lodged here." "Make him good cheer," said the page, "for this knight hath slain your enemy." Then they all made him good cheer, as lay in their power. But wit ye well, they made him good cheer, for they might none otherwise do, for they were but poor. And so on the morn he went to mass, and there he saw the 30 ladies kneel, and lay grovelling upon diverse tombs, making great dole and sorrow. Then Sir Gareth wist well that in the tombs lay their lords. "Fair ladies," said Sir Gareth, "ye must at the next feast of Pentecost be at the court of King Arthur, and say that I, Sir Gareth, sent you thither." "We shall do this," said the ladies. Page 295. So he departed, and by fortune he came to a mountain, and there he found a goodly knight that bade him, "Abide, Sir Knight, and joust with me." "What are ye?" said Sir Gareth. "My name is," said he, "the Duke de la Rose. "Ah, sir, ye are the same knight that I lodged once in your castle, and there I made promise unto your lady that I should yield me unto you." "Ah," said the Duke, "art thou that proud knight that proferest to fight with my knights? Therefore make thee ready, for I will have ado with you." So they let their horses run, and Sir Gareth smote the Duke down from his horse. But the Duke lightly avoided his horse, and dressed his shield, and drew his sword, and bade Sir Gareth alight and fight with him. So he did alight, and they did great battle together more than an hour, and either hurt other full sore. At the last Sir Gareth got the Duke to the earth, and would have slain him, and then he yielded him to him. "Then must ye go," said Sir Gareth, "unto Sir Arthur, my lord, at the next feast, and say that I, Sir Gareth of Orkney, sent you unto him." "It shall be done," said the Duke, "and I will do to you homage and fealty with 100 knights with me, and all the days of my life to do you service, where you will command me." Page 296. Chapter 33. How Sir Gawain and Sir Gareth fought each against each other, and how they knew each other by the damsel Linet. So the Duke departed, and Sir Gareth stood there alone, and there he saw an armed knight coming towards him. Then Sir Gareth took the Duke's shield and mounted upon horseback, and so without biting they ran together as it had been the thunder. And there the knight hurt Sir Gareth under the side with a spear. And then they alit and drew their swords, and gave great strokes that the blood trailed to the ground. And so they fought for 2 hours. At last there came the damsel Linet, that some men call the damsel Savage. And she came riding upon an ambling mule, and there she cried all on high, "Sir Gawain, Sir Gawain, leave thy fighting with thy brother, Sir Gareth." And then he heard her say, so he threw away his shield and his sword, and ran to Sir Gareth, and took him in his arms, and sithen kneeled down, and asked him mercy. "What are ye," said Sir Gareth, "that right now were so strong and so mighty, and now so suddenly yield you to me?" "Oh, Gareth, I am your brother, Sir Gawain, that for your sake have had great sorrow and labor." Then Sir Gareth unlaced his helm, and kneeled down to him, and asked him mercy. Then they rose both, and embraced each other in their arms, and wept a great while, or they might speak, and either of them gave other the prize of the battle. And there were many kind words between them. "Alas, my fair brother," said Sir Gawain, "pretty I owe of right to worship you, and ye were not my brother, and ye have worshipped King Arthur and all his court, and ye have sent me more worshipful knights this twelvemonth than six the best of the Round Table have done, except Sir Lancelot." Then came the damsel savage, that was the Lady Lynette, that rode with Sir Gareth so long, and there she did staunch Sir Gareth's wounds and Sir Gawain's. "Now what will ye do?" said damsel savage. "Meseemeth that it were well done that Arthur had witting of you, both, for your horses are so bruised that they may not bear." "Now, fair damsel," said Sir Gawain, "I pray you ride unto my lord, mine uncle King Arthur, and tell him what adventure is to me betide here, and I suppose he will not tarry long." Then she took her mule, and lightly she came to King Arthur, that was but 2 miles thence. And when she had told him tidings, the king bade him get a palfrey. Page 297. And when he was upon his back, he bade the lords and ladies come after, who that would, and there were saddling and bridling of queen's horses and prince's horses, and well with him that sooneth might be ready. So when the king came there as there were, he saw Sir Gawain and Sir Gareth sit upon a little hillside, and then the king avoided his horse. And when he came nigh Sir Gareth, he would have spoken, but he might not. And therewith he sank down in a swoon of gladness. And so they start unto their uncle, and required him of his good grace to be of good comfort, which he well the king made great joy, and many a piteous complaint he made to Sir Gareth, and ever he wept as he had been a child. With that came his mother, the Queen of Orkney, Dame Margwace, and when she saw Sir Gareth readily in the visage, she might not weep, but suddenly fell down in a swoon, and lay there a great while like as she had been dead. And then Sir Gareth recomforted his mother in such wise that she recovered and made good cheer. Then the king commanded that all manner of knights that were under his obeisance should make their lodging right there for the love of his nephews. And so it was done, and all manner of purveyance purveyed, that there lacked nothing that might be gotten of tame nor wild for gold or silver. And then by the means of the damsel savage, Sir Gawain and Sir Gareth were healed of their wounds, and there they sojourned 8 days. Then said King Arthur unto the damsel savage, "I marvel that your sister, Dame Lyonesse, cometh not here to me, and is especial that she cometh not to visit her knight, my nephew Sir Gareth, that hath had so much travail for her love." "My lord," said the damsel Lynette, "you must of good grace hold her excused, for she knoweth not that my lord Sir Gareth is here." "Go then for her," said King Arthur, "that we may be appointed what is best to done, according to the pleasure of my nephew." Page 298. "Sir," said the damsel, "that shall be done," and so she rode unto her sister, and as lightly as she might made her ready, and she came on the morn with her brother Sir Gringamore, and with her 40 knights. So when she was come, she had all the cheer that might be done, both of the king and of many other kings and queens. Chapter 34. How Sir Gareth acknowledged that they loved each other to King Arthur, and of the appointment of their wedding. And among all these ladies she was named the fairest and peerless. Then when Sir Gawain saw her, (1), there was many a goodly look and goodly words, that all men of worship had joy to behold them. Then came King Arthur and many other kings, and Dame Guinevere and the Queen of Orkney. And there the king asked his nephew, Sir Gareth, whether he would have that lady as paramour, or to have her to his wife. "My lord, wit you well that I love her above all ladies living." "Now, fair lady," said King Arthur, "what say ye?" "Most noble king," said Dame Lyonesse, "wit ye well that my lord Sir Gareth is to me more lever to have and wield as my husband than any king or prince that is christened, and if I may not have him, I promise you I will never have none." "For my lord Arthur," said Dame Lyonesse, "wit ye well he is my first love, and he shall be the last, and if ye will suffer him to have his will and free choice, I dare say he will have me." "That is truth," said Sir Gareth, "and I have not you, and wield not you as my wife, there shall never lady, nay gentlewoman, rejoice me." Page 299. "What, nephew," said the king, "is the wind in that door? For wit ye well I would not for the stint of my crown to be causer to withdraw your hearts, and which ye will, ye cannot love so well, then I shall rather increase it than distress it. And also ye shall have my love and my lordship in the uttermost wise that may lie in my power. And in the same wise, said Sir Gareth's mother. Then there was made a provision for the day of marriage, and by the king's advice it was provided that it should be at Michaelmas, following at Kinnadon by the seaside. For there is a plentiful country. And so it was cried in all the places through the realm. And then Sir Gareth sent his summons to all these knights and ladies that he had won at battle to fore, that they should be at his day of marriage at Kinkanadon by the sands. And then Dame Lyoness and Damsel Lynette with Sir Gringamore rode to their castle, and a goodly and a rich ring she gave to Sir Gareth, and he gave her another. And King Arthur gave her a rich bracelet. Return to text, of gold. And so she departed. And King Arthur and his fellowship rolled towards Kinkanadon, and Sir Gareth brought his lady on the way, and so came to the king again and rode with him. Lord, the great cheer that Sir Lancelot made of Sir Gareth and he of him, for there was never no knight that Sir Gareth loved so well as he did Sir Lancelot, and ever for the most part he would be in Sir Lancelot's company. And after Sir Gareth has espied Sir Gawain's conditions, he withdrew himself from his brother, Sir Gawain's fellowship, for he was vengeable, and where he hated, he would be avenged with murder, and that hated Sir Gareth. Page 300. Chapter 35. Of the great royalty, and what officers were made at the feast of the wedding, and of the jousts at the feast. So it drew fast to Michaelmas, and thither came Dame Lyoness, the lady of the Castle Perilous, and her sister, Dame Lynette, with Sir Gringamore, her brother, with them, for he had the conduct of these ladies. And there they were lodged at the device, arrangement, of King Arthur. And upon Michaelmas day, the Bishop of Canterbury made the wedding betwixt Sir Gareth and Lady Lyoness with great solemnity. And King Arthur made Gaheris to wed the damsel Savage, and that was Dame Lynette. And King Arthur made Sir Agravaine to wed Dame Lyoness's niece, a fair lady. Her name was Dame Laurel. And so when this solemnation was done, then came in the Green Knight, Sir Pertilope, with 30 knights, and there he did homage and fealties to Sir Gareth, and these knights to hold of him for evermore. Sir Pertilope said, I pray that at this feast I may be your chamberlain. With a good will, said Sir Gareth, sith it liketh you to take so simple an office. Then came in the Red Knight, with 80 knights with him, and did to Sir Gareth homage and fealty, and all those knights to hold of him for evermore. And then this Sir Perimones prayed Sir Gareth to grant him to be his chief butler at that high feast. I will well, said Sir Gareth, that ye have this office, and it were better. Then came in Sir Persant of Indy, with 100 knights with him. And there he did homage and fealty, and all his knights should do him service, and hold their lands of him for ever. And there he prayed Sir Gareth to make him his sewer chief. Sewer chief, chief serving man, at the feast. Page 301. I will well, said Sir Gareth, that ye have it, and it were better. Then came the Duke of De La Brouse, with 100 knights with him. And there he did homage and fealties to Sir Gareth, and so to hold their lands of him for ever. And he required Sir Gareth that he might serve him of the wine that day at the feast. I will well, said Sir Gareth, and it were better. Then came in the Red Knight of the Red Lands, that was Sir Ironside, and he brought with him 300 knights. And there he did homage and fealty, and all these knights to hold their lands of him for ever. And then he asked Sir Gawain to be his carver. I will well, said Sir Gareth, and it pleases you. Then came into the court 30 ladies, and all they seemed widows, and those 30 ladies brought with them many fair gentlewomen. And all they kneeled down at once unto King Arthur and unto Sir Gareth, and there all those ladies told the king how Sir Gareth delivered them from the Dolorous Tower, and slew the Brown Knight without pity, and therefore we and our heirs for evermore will do homage unto Sir Gareth of Orkney. So then the kings and queens, princes and earls, barons, and many bold knights went in to meat. And well may ye wit there were all manner of meat plenteously, all manner revels and games, with all manner of minstrelsy that was used in those days. Also there was great joust 3 days, But the king did not suffer Sir Gareth to joust, because of his new bride. For, as the French book saith, that Dame Lyoness desired of the king that